Yes, the Gemara goes right on the Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph on top. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanino, Machloikis. Where is the Machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer? Shenoflu lepochos mimeya saw chulin temeyim. That in the case we have the barrel of wine on top, which is tor, and we're afraid that wine is going to fall down to the bottom wine, which is chulin temeyim, that Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to save the top wine from falling down even the kli tomei. That's only if on bottom you don't have 100 times the chulin on bottom. Avonofso lemeya chulin temeyim. But let's say the wine, the truma on top, which is falling down to the bottom wine, which is chulin temeyim. If there's 100 times the amount of truma falling in, then divrei hakol, everybody holds, even Rabbi Yeshua, tered v'titma. Let it fall down. Let this truma tera on top fall down into the bottom chulin temeyim. And v'al yitamenu biyad. And you're not allowed to stop it from falling down to catch the top truma in the kli that's tomei. For the simple reason, because halacha is truma is botol echad b'meya. When it falls down to the bottom 100 times the amount of chulin, that truma is botol. So therefore, the top truma, when it falls down to the bottom, there's no hefsed here. It doesn't asa the bottom or yayin temeyim. Even though the truma falls into it, but the truma is botol. Therefore, since you're allowed to eat the wine on the bottom, drink the wine on the bottom, there's no hefsed. So therefore, if Yeshua's Maida, you're not allowed to be Makabal that wine, or that truma Torah in a keli that's Tomei. You're not allowed to be Matama the keli. Even if Yeshua's Maida in such a case. So the Maratani Namihochi, we learned like this also. You have this barrel of wine on top, which is truma Torah. And it cracked, and the wine is dripping down. And on the bottom, there is Meya Chulin Temeyim. There's 100 times amount of that wine on the bottom, which is chulin temeyim. Still, we say moider Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer is moider to Rabbi Yeshua that shim yochol lahatzel mimena revius b'tayra. If you could go and save, or from the top truma tahira, you could save it with other kelim that are tahor. Is yatzel, go and save it. Don't even let it fall to the bottom because it'll become tummy. But if you have no kelim terim around in your house, terid v'titmo, let that top truma terim fall down into the bottom wine, which is chulin temeyim. You're going to have a big hefsed because the truma is going to come into the bottom chulin temeyim, and it will all become truma temeya. V'yaya temenu biyad. No, you're not allowed to stop it. You're not allowed to save it, even if you have if you only have kelim temeyim. And the reason is why? Because we say since it's falling into the bottom, which is 100 times as much as the top truma, that truma is bottle. So therefore, in the bottom mixture now, it's not considered any trumas here, only chulim temeyim. And the halacha is, chulim temeyim is no hefsid. You're allowed to eat the chulim temeyim, there's no hefsid. Therefore, you have no right to be metama that top truma when it's falling down. For the Gemara, hay moide Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Why do you say Loshen Rabbi Elazar? He's the one that's more machmer, he's moide Rabbi Yeshua. It should be just the opposite way it should have said. It should have said, Moide Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, that says normally in the case that you could save the top truma, even in a keli that's tamei, because you don't want to have a hefset on the bottom wine. Here he's Moide to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're not allowed to save it. That's the way it should have said it. Because you can't say Rabbi Eliezer is Moide to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Eliezer never said you're allowed to save the top truma in kelim tameim. And the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar miboyle, so Gemara answers, Einachanami, Omar Rav Epoch, change it around, as if to say Rabbi Yeshua is moida to Rabbi Eliezer. Even though Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to save the top truma, even in Kelim Temeim, but that's only if on the bottom there's not 100 times. But where there's 100 times, he's moida. Rav Hu never read Rabbi Yeshua, Omar, no, the other blood paper, don't have to change it around. Holcha b'mayas kin, you know what we're talking about here? The Kli she'toychei tor. We're talking about that a keli, the inside of the keli is torah. The gabay tomei, only the outside of the kli is tomei. Now, this is a case that we had before where mashkin, which is only tomei with the rabbonin, if it touches the outside of the kli, the rabbonin made a heker to say only the outside of the kli is tomei and not the inside of the kli. And since it's only with the rabbonin want to make a difference. So we're talking about such a keli now, that the inside of the kli is torah. Is mal the tema, I would think, Nigza, let's make Gzera not to save the top Truma Torah in this Kli, because Dilma Noga Gabi Betruma, maybe the Truma will touch the outside of the Kli and become Tame, Kamash Malon. No, that here even Rabbi Eliezer is Moidit Rabbi Yeshua, that you are allowed to save the top Truma when it's falling down in this type of a Kli. Since the Kli itself, the inside is Tor, it's not called Yibimatama the Truma. And we're not afraid, maybe the Truma will touch the outside of the Kli. Yeah. Hadrin Alecha or Labos. This is the end of the parak. Hadrin Alecha or Labos. Now we will go back to continue where we left off from before, and Daf Chof Amad Beis, again, the top part of the Gemara, after a few lines after the Gemara. And the Shala, what Rav Chizda asked the Stira from Pischa a Pischa. If you want to tell me the case is Rabbi Chinas Kanakana was talking about that the Bosa Kochim became Tomei from a Vlad HaTuma. Now you want to tell me, Shesor for Noisoi, you're allowed to burn that, Rabbi Chinas said, Im Abosa Shnitl B'Avatuma, with other Bosa Kochim that had an Avatuma on it, that was Tomei from an Avatuma, that's a Rishon HaTuma. So you're allowed to burn a Rishon HaTuma with a Shlishon HaTuma. That's Mutter. But I call upon him, why is it Mutter? Because they're Tomei, the Zet Tomei. Because both pieces of meat were Tomei. It's only a question how far down was it. Was a Shlishi or Rishon? But since they're both Tomei, that's what's Mutter. But you, Reb Meir, you want to say you're allowed to burn Truma Tahira with Tomei, there you have no Raya. And also, if you want to go to Rabbi Kiba's Raya in the Mishnah, he said, Imala Shemen Shenifsa B'Tfuyen. We're talking about Shemen Truma, that's a Shlishi L'Tuma. Shemadlika Noisai B'Ner Shenifsa B'Tomei Meis. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to burn it with this candlestick that was Tomei Tomei Meis. Main is itself is an avatuma. You're allowed to burn it with an avatuma. So you're allowed to make a shlishi to a rishon atuma. But still, why is it mutter? Because their posel is their tummy. The shemen itself is posel, and the candlestick is tummy. But they're both vaday tummy. That's why it's mutter to burn the two together. Av onul moedim. I'll also be moedim to you, Rabbi Yossi says. Betruma shenetmas levlad atuma shesar fenoisim atruma shenetmas biavatuma. If you have two pieces of bread, that's chometz, that's truma, and one is a rishon l'tumah, and one is a shlish l'tumah, I'll be mad you could burn those two together. I will heich nisruf, but how could you, Reb Meir, tell me you're allowed to burn tahor and tumah together, and Reb Yossi adds on to it, afilu tluya matumah. How could you tell me even you're allowed to burn even a suffix truma with a vadeh tumah? How could you burn these two things together? Since one is only a suffix tumah, maybe it's not tummy altogether. And Shema Yovel Eliyo v'yitarem v'yitarem. Maybe Eliyo and Novi will come and tell us that this piece of bread that's truma, you think maybe it's tummy. Eliyo will tell you no, it's Torah. So that was Rav Yossi's taina. You're not allowed to burn these two things together because you're burning truma Torah. How could you burn truma Torah on a suffix truma Torah with tumay? So this is a stira now. In our Mishnah, what do we see? In our Mishnah, we say over that Yeshua says, you are allowed to burn both together. You could burn Truma Tluya with Truma Temeya. That's what our Mishnah says. That's what Yeshua says. And there you see, Rabbi Yossi says clearly in the Braisa, no. Rabbi Yossi says, as the Kasha according to Remeya, how could you burn Truma Tluya and Truma Temeya? That also should be Yasser. So it's a theory from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, it's Mashma, there is a Manda Yoma that says, Tluya and Temeya, you're allowed to burn together. And here, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're not allowed to burn it at all. The Rashi says, Reminu, Ogatani hech yisar, afilu tluya matameya. Here's the theorem. The Bryce says, Mashmi can't burn the two together. And now Mishnah brings down to Yeshua that says you are allowed to. O Mishanis, Rabbi Chizda gave a terrace like this. Ho Reb Shimon, the Aliba the Rabbi Yeshua. One goes according to the way Reb Shimon learned the machlekes of Yeshua. That's the way our Mishnah goes. And our Mishnah says that Yeshua says you are allowed to burn Truma Tluya with Truma Tumeya. That goes according to Reb Shimon. And Hor Reb Yossi, the Braisa goes according to Reb Yossi, Falibu Reb Yeshua. The way Reb Yossi learns Pshat in Reb Yeshua. According to Reb Yossi, you're not allowed to burn even Truma Tluya with Truma Tumeya. The Tanya, we learned before in the Braisa, Yudalit Shechalius B'Shabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Yudalit is Shabbos. Is Alocha Mevaren Es HaKoyel Nofnei HaShabbos. You have to burn, destroy all the chametz you have in your house before Shabbos. Even though it's only Yud Gimel of Nisan, but since you're not allowed to burn the chametz on Shabbos, so you have to burn it before Shabbos. Mevaren HaKoyel Nofnei HaShabbos. For a sorfen, and when you burn it, you can even burn truma. What type of truma? The chametz of truma. For a sorfen, truma is temeis. If you have the bread that's tamei, tluyes, even if you have truma, chametz, that's sofik tamei, it's only tluya, you mesupik if it's tamei not, utahiris. And you even allowed to burn truma teru also. Divi Rav Meir, this is what Rav Meir said, that before Shabbos we let you burn the truma teru, even though really there should be a svara, leave it over till Shabbos, maybe you'll find the kohen eat it. Rav Meir says no, you check, you saw there no karnim around you, you only leave over enough food that you'll eat for Shabbos, and not more. So therefore you have a right to burn even truma teru, you could burn before Shabbos. That's what Rav Meir holds. Rashi says, "V'sofer and truma tluyim or tumeya torah, hakol biyachad." You can burn all these three things together. And Rav Meir l'tamei, Rav Meir is very good. His shittas, like he says now, Mishnah, the yomer medivreim lamadnu shesofer and truma torah imatzmei bePesach. That's the Rav Meir now Mishnah. Rav Meir now Mishnah says we learn that from the Tanakamas of the Mishnah that you're allowed to burn on erev Pesach truma torah and truma tluyim and truma tumeya even. This is Rav Meir's shita. Now Rav Yosi, Yomer Rav Yosi says no. So you see clearly Rabbi Yossi learns that you have to burn each one separately. You have to burn the Torah separately, and even the Tluya has to be burned separately. You're not allowed to burn the Tluya with the Tzmeya together. Now, Omer Rav Shimon said like this, Loinech Lekul Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua. There's no machlokes from Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer al Torah v'al Tzmeya. Shein Sorfen. That you are not allowed to burn together the true matar and the true tamei. Hazayat Reb Shimon, there's no machlokes. Everybody holds that's also. Because since it's true matar, you're not allowed to be matamarit. So even Mishas Reifa, you're not allowed to burn it together with true matamei. Allah tluya vela taira shesorfim. That's also no machlokes. Everybody holds you're allowed to burn true matar with true matluya. Since this truma is only tluya, it's only a suffix if it was tamianat. So it was never huchsak to be tameya. You allowed to burn it with Torah, because we don't consider it like it's tamei. Since it wasn't huchsak tumah here, you're allowed to burn a suffolk truma with truma Torah. Where's the machlokes? Aman nechleku. Where's the machlokes? Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer. Ala tluya vela tameya. In the case we have truma tameya, so that's vaday tamei. Now you have a piece of truma that's only a suffolk tamei. We're not sure it's tamei, maybe not. So that's the machlokes. Can you burn it or not? Hey, since this piece is not Vadai Tumeya, so you have a good sign to say it's still Torah. If it's really still Torah, you're not allowed to burn it with Truma Tumeya. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Svara. That's Rabbi Lezer's Svara. You're not allowed to burn it. Shreb Lezer Imer, Tisar of Zubiyatzma, Zubiyatzma. You have to burn each one separately. Since you have Vadai Tumeya, and the other Truma is a Truma Sveika, it's a Tluya, maybe it's Torah. If it's Torah, you're not allowed to burn it together with the Tumeya. So you have to burn it separately. If you have Yeshua, and Yeshua says no, Shteyan Kiyachas, you're allowed to burn both of them together. So our Mishnah goes the way Reb Shimon learns Pshat. Reb Shimon is saying this, Reb Shimon is saying clearly that where is the Machlokes Reb Yeshua and Reb Elezer, and that according to Reb Yeshua it's mutter to burn Truma Tluya with Truma Tumeya. That's mutter to burn. So our Mishnah says it's mutter, goes according to Reb Shimon. Vomas, yeah. Mashenke in the Brice before that says the saucer goes according to Reb Yosi. For the Gemara Kasha though, for Masnis and Reb Yosi, our Mishnah Guf has brought down the shame Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi is the one in our Mishnah that asked the Kasha back to Reb Meir. And our Mishnah says, Omer Reb Yosi himself answered back to Reb Meir and said, Ein hi amido, you can't bring a raya. Umaydim Reb Lezer Yeshua Zarfan Zubiyatz Zubiyatzmoy, Aman Nechleku. So Reb Yosi and our Mishnah is the one that's Guf explaining. Where is the machlekes Reb Yeshua and Reb Elezer? The machlekes is if you're allowed to burn truma taluya with truma tameya. That's good for the machlekes. So how could you tell me now Reb Yosi and the Brice is the one that says no? There's no machlekes. Everybody holds its usher. Here clearly now Mishnah says it's a machlekes. So who's the Steven Reb Yosi? For Masnitz and Reb Yosi, the Mahochi come Reb Yosi Reb Meir. This is what Reb Yosi answered back to Reb Meir. Reb Yosi is saying, Avad, according to me, your mamash upkishlagin altogether, Reb Meir. Because I hold even tluya you can't burn. But Reb Yosi meant to ask Reb Meir was like this. Afilo Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon, the way he's makel, he learns the machlekes lekula, ve'aliba the Reb Yeshua the makel, and even according to Reb Yeshua's svara, that's the most cool dikashita, ki makel, when does Reb Yeshua say you're allowed to burn the two trumas together, only betluya tumeya? where you have Tumah Dika Truma and a Safek Dika Truma, if it's Tumah or not. That you let it burn together. That's the most Kula Dika Shrita we hold. Now, Rav Yossi himself holds, even this is awesome. But Rav Yossi asks back to Rav Meir, let your Rav Meir, even the most Kula Dika Shrita Rav Shimon says is only, you're allowed to burn Tluya with Tumah. Avo Betoiro Tumah Lai. But no mandiyama says you're allowed to burn Torah Dika Truma with Tumah Dika Truma. There's no mandiyama like that. So that's Rav Yossi's kasha on Rav Meir. He's not only asking according to himself, he's asking a leave of the Rav Shimon. Now Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Rami Truma Apischa. He asks another theory between the lochas of Truma and the lochas of burning the Truma on Erev Pesach. Umishani, he also gave a terrace to this. He asked a question like this. Miyom Rav Yeshua, Shteyim Ki Achaz, is it true like our Mishnah says, that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn together on the fifth or sixth hour, you're allowed to burn together Truma Tumeya with bread that's Truma Tluya. A Sufik Truma, a Sufik Tumeya, with Vade Tumeya, you're allowed to burn together. So he asked the question, is that Rav Yeshua Shita, or Reminu, I have a theory on this. We learned before, Mishnah, Chav Yishav Truma, Shenerlet Vasufik Tumeya. You have a barrel of wine, a Truma Dika wine, that became a Sufik Tumeya now. We have a Sufik if the Sherets touch the wine or not. So Lachar is like this. We have Lezer Oimer. Im Hoysu Menachas Amokam Aturfa, Yinechenav Amokam Amutzna. If it was before in an open place, you still have to watch it from Tomein, and you have to put it now in a private place, Makam Amutzna. If Im Hoysu Megula, if up until now this barrel of wine was uncovered, Yichasenu, you're Mechuyiv to go and cover it up. Even though now it has a Sufik Tomei, when the Sufik maybe it's Tomei or not, still there's a Chiyuv to Shmira to watch it, it shouldn't become more Tomei. We have Yeshua Imeno. If this barrel was in a hidden place, a watched place, you're allowed to now be Gorim Tumah. You're allowed to now put it in an open place, even though then it's very possible a sheretz will fall into it, and then it'll come Vade Tumah, even though up until now it's only a Sufik Tumah. So Raisa Jebishu holds there's no mitzvah to watch it. You're allowed to put this Sufik Truma now in an open place where it may become Vade Tumah. If up until now this barrel was covered, you're allowed to uncover it, that now maybe it will become Tumah Vadeh. Now the Deik is, Grumin, Yeshua only said you're allowed to be Gurim Tumeyim. You're allowed to either put it in an open place, or else take off the cover. That's all. Of a B'yadayim light, but you're not allowed to go and be Metama, the Safa Truma B'yadayim. So how could Yeshua say in our Mishnah, on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn together Sufik Truma, Tumeya, with Tumeya Vadai, Lechur, that's called B'yadayim B'yimatam of the two. And Yeshua here only says you could do it with Teres Grama. You could only cause it to happen, but you're not allowed to mamish do it with your hands. That was a stira. Or Mishani answered like this, Horeb Shimon Alibud Reb Yeshua, Horeb Yaisi Alibud Reb Yeshua. It's two ways to learn. One goes according to where Yeshua, he's more makel, and Yeshua, that's our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon learns according to Yeshua, it's muta gomer to do it via dayim on a Sufik truma tmeya. You are allowed to burn it together with a vadai tmeya. You're allowed to do it via dayim. Either Mishnah before says no, you're only allowed to do a grumma and not via dayim. That goes according to Rabbi Yossi, I'll leave it to Yeshua. That Rabbi Yossi learned according to Yeshua, you're not allowed to burn together Sufik Truma Tumeya with Truma Vadai. You're not allowed to burn the two together. Why not? Because that's called you being Gurm, you're dying too. So it's good. That is Bryce, the next Mishnah says, like Chavis, Yeshua holds you can't do it if you're dying. That goes the way Rabbi Yossi learns Trata and Yeshua. That you're only allowed to be make a Grumma and not do it if you're dying. Faita, we have Lezer Rami Truma Truma. We have Lezer Eskestiro and Hilchas Truma to Hilchas Truma. Or Meshani also gives the Teretz. Miyam Rav Yeshua, Groma in, V'yadayim Loi, is it true this last Mishnah, where you have this Sufik, this barrel of wine, that became Sufik Tumeya. So Rav Yeshua says you're allowed to put it in an open place, even though you've been Gurm Tumeya, Tumah. But you're only allowed to do a Groma, only allowed to cause by itself, but you're not allowed to do it V'yadayim. Is that true that Rav Yeshua says you can't do it V'yadayim? We're a minu, I have a theory on this. We have before the Mishnah, Chav Yishel Truma Shenisbro, the Gas Hal Yonim. You have a barrel of wine that's Truma, and it's on the top part of the Gas, it's on top of the barrel, on top of the attic, it's upstairs. The Tachter, and underneath this barrel of Truma, is Chulin Tumeyim. In the vat on the bottom of the floor, the bar on the bottom of the floor, there's chulin temeim there. You have wine that's not true, it's chulin and it's temeim. Now the locher is something that's chulin temeim, you're allowed to eat it. He's just not allowed to eat it when the kohen is tamei, when the kohen is tor. But when the kohen is tamei, he's allowed to eat tamedika food. And who within the Yisrael is also allowed to eat tamedika food. So this chulun tamei on the bottom is edible. Now in such a case, we're afraid the barrel on top broke, that wine, that truma Torah, is falling down. If it's going to come into the bottom bar, it's going to make that food asatit, because the bottom food is tamei. Now, when the wine falls down, it's going to be matam of the wine. Now you're going to have truma temeya mixed in there, and you're not allowed to eat truma temeya. So you want to now stop this wine from falling down into the bottom, ruining the bottom chulin temeya. What's the halacha? Is moide Reb Lezer of Yeshua. Reb Lezer moide Reb Yeshua. Shem yochol lahatzim menu revias betayra yatzel. If you have enough time to look around for Torzik Keli, to receive the wine that's falling down and get in the Torah of Keli, not to be metam with the wine, that's what you have to do. Even though while you're looking for Keli that's Torah, some wine may fall down and you ruin your bottom wine, so what? As long as you could save some of this truma and let it still be Torah, that's be a better off. V'yim lav, let's say no. If you're going to look around to find Keli that's Torah, all the wine is going to fall down into the bottom bar and everything will become awesome. So what's the eitzah now? Reb Lezer says you have no way, you can't do anything. You have to let that wine fall down into the bottom bar, and it'll become tamei, and it'll be asatidit. The yal yitzemen will be yad. The yad the rates would be is you have other kelim in your house, but those kelim are tamei. If you go and catch the truma with the kelim that's tamei, you'll be matam of the truma. So Reb Lezer says you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to catch the wine falling down that's truma in a kelim that's tamei. We have Yeshua, and Yeshua says no. Yitamenu biyad. Yeshua says you're allowed to take your tamadika pitcher and put it right under the wine falling down and catch that truma before it falls down to the bottom bar to make all that food awesome. So you see, you're allowed to be metama the truma biyadayim. So have a stira. Before we say it's only a grum is mutter, and there you see biyadayim it's mutter. Or Mishani the teretz is shana yosam dika hefset chulim. The Teretz says here, you're afraid the top wine will fall down to the bottom wine, which is chulim temeya, and it will make that chulim awesome. You'll be a big hefsid, you lose a lot of money. So mishum hefsid moman, then will make all that you are allowed to be matama, this top truma, since anyway you're not going to eat it. If you don't save it now, that truma is going to fall down to the bottom bar and become usher anyway. So it's like it's oimid levia to burn it. So since you're not going to eat it anyway, therefore we say you're allowed to be matarmut even be a dying. Why? Because you're saving yourself a big hefset, a big loss. But in the first case, where there's no loss involved, then you're not allowed to be matarmut, be a dying. Masti of law Rovo. Rovo has to cast like this. Mas nisin nami ike hefset eitzin. The Quran al Mishnah, why do we say you're not allowed to burn an Erev Pesach? The suffix, the truma temeya, with the truma Torah together. That the Mishnah says clearly it's Asr. It's only Remeva that it was Mutter. But Rabbi Yossi asked on him that both according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Asr to burn Truma Torah with Truma Temeya. You can't burn the two together. Now the question is why not? Since there's a Hefsin involved also, Ike Hefsin Eitzim. You tell me now you have to make two separate fireplaces to burn them separately. You're losing money. You have to use wood, extra wood to use it. So just like Rabbi Yeshua says over there, to save your money, you're allowed to be matam of your dying, where it's going to be lost anyway. See, here also, chametz erev pesach, you have to burn it. It'll be lost anyway. So why can't you be matam and burn the two together? Amalei Abaya, Abaya answered posh, like we had before, the hefset merubah choshishu. We're afraid of Yeshua was mako, where there'll be a big loss. They were talking about you have a lot of wine on the bottom, that's chulin temeyim, so if the truma falls in, all of it will become osur. There we're afraid. Just to say to use more wood to make another fire, that we're not so afraid about. We'll tell you make two fires, that much you have to spend your money. For the Gemara, how do I know this Yisoid? There's such a svara to make a chilek that if the person is losing a lot of money, then we're makel on you. We're makel on the midrabbonin. But we're only losing a little bit money. Like here, we're telling you, make two separate fireplaces and burn the truma Torah one place and the truma temeya another place. Are you wasting a few pennies to use the wood? We said that we're not afraid for. A hefset muat we don't care about. How do we know this? Tatanya, bring your ayah. We learned like this. Chav yishol shemen. You have a chav yishol shemen. truma, the inside this barrel, was shemen, was oil. Not wine, but was oil. Shenishgra begas halyoinus. Same type of a case. It was upstairs, and it broke upstairs. So the shemen now started to drip down. It was truma toira. Over tachtoino on the bottom, and on the floor there, the bar on the floor, was chulin temeyim. There you had other wine, which was chulin, not truma, but it was temeyim. So the same case now, you want to stop the top of shemen, the top of oil, from falling down to the bottom, not to make the truma become tumeyah, is Moide Rav Lezer of Yeshua, Rav Lezer Moide Rav Yeshua, Shem Yochol Ahatzim Imen Revias Petoira Yatzim. If you go find Kelim that are tumey, to save the top oil from falling down, if you'll save Revias, that's what you have to do. V'yim Lav, let's say you know for sure you have no Kelim in your house that are tor, they're all tumey, then Terid V'titma, V'yal Yitimenu V'yad. Here, everybody holds like this, even Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua that said before, by wine, you are allowed to save the wine. Here he says, by shemen, by oil, you're not allowed to save the shemen. Now, my shenor, what's the difference? Shemen, the royal lahadlik. So, Chura Teretz is that the shemen, what are you afraid now? On the bottom in the boar, you have shemen, chulin, that's tummy. Now, true, shemen you could eat, is since it's chulin. You're afraid now when the truma falls down, you're going to make everything asa b'chilum. But if it comes now, shemen, truma, that's mixed together with the tumeya, so the shemen, truma becomes tummy. So what? You're going to have a hefsid. What's the big hefsid? It's not going to be such a big loss. Because shemen is very good to use for fuel. You could burn, you could use it for neiris. And the locher is, shemen, tumeya, you're allowed to burn. You're allowed to have a nor b'shash, you're burning it. So it's not such a big hefsid here. That's why here we don't care. Hey, so when the wine is falling down and the wine to become asur, that's a big hesed, because it's not oimit to burn wine. Wine mainly is for teat. So therefore, you're going to ruin a big hesed, we're worried about it. But where the bottom is only, that we're talking about oil, we don't care so much if the oil becomes tumid. Because even if it becomes tumid, true, you can't eat it, there's a little hesed, but our kopon, we can still use it to burn with. So you see, a hesed mood we don't care about. For the Gemara though, Umayshna Shemen the Royal Hadlik, why are you saying Shemen is a small hefsi? Because you could burn with it, the Churiyaya Nami Royal Azilith. Wine is also you could use. Even if the wine, the Truma, would fall down and become Tumeya, so true, you can't eat it anymore, but it's Kayach V'Zilith. Zilith means they used to take the wine and sprinkle it on the floor and the air to make it smell nice. That was something Chashav used to do. So Chura wine, you're allowed to have Zilith, you're allowed to have Anor from the Truma, you just can't eat it. So why can't you take the yayin now and make zilif with it? And I spritz it to make it smell nicely. The chitayim, maybe you tell me, zilif la milsi, to use wine just to spray it on the floor to make it smell, it's not nice? That's like cold, not worth anything? No? But Amar Shmuel said, Mishum Reb Chiya, shoysin mi lug b'sela. People only pay a seller to buy wine to drink. O mezalfin mi lug b'shtayin. But to buy wine to use for zilif, to spritz it, got you pay $2 already. So you see, the wine is more chashuv akert. You're buying more expensive wine to use for zilif, for spritzing it on the floor to make it smell. So chura wine also is not such a big loss. Even though you can eat the wine, you use the wine for zilif. You use it for something. And for the Gemara, b'chodesh, we're talking about new wine. New wine doesn't smell good. For the Gemara of a royal yashnoi, what do you mean you can't use it for smelling? Let it stay a long time. True, it's truma to me now, and you can't eat it, but let it stay a year or two till it gets old, and then it'll smell good. And the Gemara nine also bail lede takola. We don't let you keep truma to me around in your house, because we're afraid maybe you come to eat it. So we don't let you hold on to it. For the Gemara b'zoi, shemen ami, also bail lede takola. Yochura shemen also. How do we say you can hold on to it and use it for neiris for burning? Maybe you come to eat it. Marateret says, the Ramalei B'Kli Mois. Right away you take the shemen, the Truma Temeya, and put it in the Miyasdik Keli. So that makes it not edible. So therefore we're not afraid to come to eat it. For the Gemara, do the same thing with wine. Yayanami Ramalei B'Kli Mias Lezilif. Why don't you take the wine right away in a dirty Keli, so you won't come to eat it anymore, and use that wine then for Zilif, for spritzing it. And the Gemara, Lezilif Kaboyalei B'Kli Mois Ramalei. If you want to use this wine to make it smell, that means chosh of a wine, you can't put the wine in the dirty keli and then use it for zilif. It has to be very good wine to use to make it smell good. So that can't be an eitzah to put it in a dirty keli. So therefore, for wine we have no eitzah, but for shemen we have an eitzah to put it in a dirty keli, in a dirty keli. Therefore you're not afraid to come to eat it, and you could use it for burning. So it's not called such a big loss, therefore we don't let you be matama the truma. For the Gemara, what I call the Gemara, to call the Atzma Tanoihi. This you said that we say you can't leave in your house
truma tanei a long time because we're afraid you'll eat it is a machlokes tanoim. Titania, chav yishol yain shol truma shenitmas. If you have a chav yishol wine that was from truma shenitmas became tummy. Is a locha besham yerim tishbuch chevel. You have to spill the whole thing out right away. There's no way to hold it into your house. We're afraid you come to eat it. You have to spill it all out. Uveisil loimim no. Tas the zilif. You allowed to take your time with it and use it, spritzing it out slowly. So you see, according to Beis Hillel, we're not afraid for takolom. We're not afraid by holding it, maybe you come to eat it. Om Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Ani Achri, I'll make a chilek between the two of them. Besada Tishbech, if you have the water in the Sada there, you don't make zilif, you don't make it smell good, spill it out.
Yeah, the continuation for this, we learned already before, at the end of the other side. All right, we'll stop here.